All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. Allah has no beginning and no ending, and He exists without a place, without a shape or a form. He has the attributes of perfection, and He is clear of any imperfection. We ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al, family and companions. The congregational prayer, Jama'ah, and the Friday prayer, Jumu'ah. The congregational prayer, Jama'ah, is a communal obligation, Fardu Kifayah, upon the free, residing, pubescent, and unexcused males. In the Friday prayer, Jumu'ah, to pray in congregation, Jama'ah, is a personal obligation, Fardu Ayn, upon the free, pubescent, and unexcused male inhabitants, if they are 40 in number and living in buildings, not in tents. The Friday prayer is also obligatory upon the men who intend to stay in the town of Jumu'ah for 4 whole days, excluding the day of entry and the day of exit. And upon those who reside out of the town, but can hear the resounding call of a person who is standing at its edge closest to them. Conditions of the Friday prayer, Jumu'ah. The conditions of the Friday prayer are the setting in of Dhuhr prayer time. The aforementioned 40 inhabitants must hear the 2 speeches, khutbas, during the time of Dhuhr prayer and before praying the Jumu'ah prayer. The Jumu'ah prayer must be performed in congregation by the aforementioned 40 inhabitants. Another Jumu'ah prayer must not be performed simultaneously with it or preceding it in the same town. If the opening Allahu Akbar tahreema of one prayer preceded that of another, the former would be valid and the latter would be invalid. This is true if the people were able to meet in one place. However, if it was hard for them to meet in one place, then both Jumu'ah prayers would be valid, the former and the latter. Integrals of the 2 speeches, khutbas. The speaker must observe the following integrals of the 2 speeches. To say Alhamdulillah in both speeches. To perform the Salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both speeches. To command the audience to be God-fearing, to have taqwa, in both speeches. To recite an ayah which has a complete meaning in either of the 2 speeches. To say a supplication, dua, for the believers in the 2nd speech. Conditions of the 2 speeches. The conditions of the 2 speeches are purification from both state of ritual impurity and from najas filth on the body, clothes, place, and what is carried by the speaker. To cover the unlawful nakedness, awra. To stand up. To sit between the 2 speeches. To observe the succession without lengthy interruption between the integrals of the 2 speeches and between the 2 speeches and the prayer. To say the integrals of the 2 speeches in Arabic. We ask Allah to enable us to perform our obligations and to accept it from us and to increase our knowledge and forgive our sins. And Allah knows best. والحمد لله رب العالمين.